I want you to talk to God. Really, I want that power to be real in my life. I want that power to be real in my life. We got a power quite all right. In the name of Jesus, those Satan raging, we cannot be defeated. Let that power be real in my life. Holy Spirit, this morning, grant me understanding. Speak to me, O Lord. I want to live according to God's power. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Our Father, I pray that you open the ears of men to hear. Open their understanding, that they will understand your word. That they will actually manifest the power of our God in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, speak to everyone this morning. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. I'm talking on the danger of hypocrisy in the living church. The danger of hypocrisy in the living church. In Job chapter 15, Job chapter 15, the Bible says in verse 34, it said, "For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery." Praise the Lord. Verse 35 said, "They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepared deceit." It is a very clear answer to what hypocrisy is all about. Now, God gave us power from beginning of creation. All we saw about God is power, manifested power. Even though there was Satan, or there is Satan, God's power remained the same. But you see, the Bible says, "For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate." So, in a living church where God is highly respected and highly exalted, and his presence is much around, because the Holy Spirit is fully in control, it is expected that everyone should be conscious of what he or she should be doing to keep the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in our midst. But unfortunately, you see that many people in the church do not respect God nor regard the power of the Holy Spirit because of hypocrisy. So, we need to be very conscious of the fact that God is the owner of his church, and God is always available, already available, at all times to deliver, to save, to help, to rescue from trouble. But hypocrisy is a problem. Praise the Lord. In the same Job chapter 20, verse 5, the Bible says, it said, "That the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment." Praise the Lord. He says in verse 6, "Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reacheth unto the cloud, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he?" The joy of the hypocrite is for a moment. So, who is a hypocrite? I want you to take very conscious of what I'm telling you today, because this is the reason why many are losing the power of God. This is the reason why Satan is raging. This is the reason why many have not been able to see God's presence in their life. Hypocrisy. Who is a hypocrite? In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, the Bible says, "An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." This scripture answers the question of who is a hypocrite. A hypocrite is one who uses his mouth to destroy his neighbor. Or a hypocrite is one who sounds his trumpet before men and pretend to be what he is not. Praise the Lord. A hypocrite want people to see how good he or she is when actually he's not like that. And that's why they use their mouth to destroy their neighbor. A hypocrite is a sinner. A hypocrite is somebody who has no respect for God. Again, a hypocrite is one who always see the fault of others without seeing his own faults. That's a hypocrite. Most times, their faults are even bigger than the faults of the people that they are seeing. Again, a hypocrite is one who draw near to God with their mouth and their lips, but in actual sense, their heart is far from God. Praise the Lord. That's an hypocrite. So people draw near to God with their lips, with their mouth, but their heart is far from God. A man whose heart is far from God, how can he see God's power? How can he witness the glory of God? How can he be able to represent God? No, because his heart is not there. We talked about the heart this morning. Serving God with the whole of your heart. It takes a heart to serve God. I look for a man after my own heart. God seeth the heart. Men look at the outward, but God look at the heart. The position of your heart before God is very important. But you see, a hypocrite has no heart for God. And that's why today's church is full of all forms of deceit and deception because of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy has filled everywhere. People are pretending to be what they are not. And therefore, Satan is raging. The devil is raking. In fact, he's bragging. Because there are so many hypocrites in the church. Jesus truly died and shed his blood to give power to man. But unfortunately, because of hypocrisy, people are not enjoying this power. They are not enjoying this goodness. They are not enjoying this favor because hypocrisy will not allow them. They are pretenders. They are not bringing out who they are. Praise the Lord. In the book of Matthew in chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. We look at verse 7. The Bible says, it says, ye hypocrites, where did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, these people draw near unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Can you see that? This is Jesus himself talking. Ye hypocrites. That's the life of a hypocrite. Hypocrite is one who draw near to God with his mouth. He talks about God. He brag about God. In fact, he tell you how God is great, how God is powerful, how God is this and that. But the heart is far from God. His character is different from the character of God. He is a hypocrite. He will talk much, but he can do nothing. That's a hypocrite. We must avoid it. Yeah. A hypocrite is a deceiver. Because when a man talks to you, what he cannot do is deceiving you. Praise the Lord. He's a pretender. And he or she is not genuine, he's not sincere. He pretends. He's telling you, I'm holy, I'm righteous, I'm going to heaven, I am born again, I am this, I am that. But he's not. He's not. And this is the challenge we are facing today. They hide their real identity. Why they pretend to be holy? Yes, they are not. Hypocrisy is something that we must deal with totally because it's like many people do not understand what it is. They just live like that, so they don't bother. Or they know it, they are doing it intentionally. They intentionally want to be hypocrites. They don't want to be serious with God. They don't want to be sincere before God. They don't want to be true. They don't want to be open. They don't want to be real. That's what Jesus said to them. He said, "Ye hypocrites, look at you. You draw near to God with your mouth and your lips. You honor God. Ah, a hypocrite will dance very well before God. In fact, he will humble himself. He will say, 'Oh, I love you, God. I love you, God.' But after that, he go and do another thing. He go and do another thing. That is why Jesus said, 'Ye hypocrites, look at you. You honor God with your lips, but your heart is far from him.' He said, 'But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men.'" They want people to do what men like. They teach doctrines with commandments of men as the doctrines of God. Hypocrites. Their heart is not with God. That's why today, every hypocrisy in your life shall be dealt with in Jesus' name. In the book of Matthew, in chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, the Bible says, in verse 2, he said, "Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward." Can you see who is a hypocrite now? A hypocrite is one who is sounding trumpets before men. He wants men to see that he wants to give a big offering now. He wants to pay a big tithe now. In fact, he worships God very well. He's doing everything. He's a good prayer man. But yet, inwardly, he's not like that. Praise the Lord. They sound trumpets before men. They want men to see them. Doing this, doing. Don't you see me? I'm serving God. Don't you see me? I'm going to church. I was teaching the other day on Wednesday. I say, when people see you carry your Bible going to church, they watch your life. They say, "Okay, he's going to church. That's all right. This must be a Christian." Only for them to come and meet you fighting, quarreling, doing evil, doing for one night, cheating people, deceiving people. You have destroyed the name of the gospel. You are hypocrites. Why did you carry a Bible? Drop your Bible. Go and commit your sin. Go and do whatsoever you feel like doing. Go and live an evil life until you are tired. Listen to me. Nobody is expected to carry a Bible who has not repented of his sin. Who is not ready to turn away from iniquity. Who is not ready to turn away from evil. Who is not ready to do the right thing. Nobody was expected to carry a Bible. That was how Jesus wanted it. That's why he said to them, "Yes. Therefore, when thou doest thy arm," you want to give arm, you sound trumpet. You say, come and see. You see, I'm the one that helping this man now. I'm the one that want to give you this money there now. I'm the one that giving that money in the church. Don't you see? I'm the one helping these people. You sound trumpet. Why? For what? You want to get glory of men. You want men to regard you. You want men to respect you. You want men to make you proud now. You want to be proud before men. You want men to see you as a very good man. In verse 5, it says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corner of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Can you see a hypocrite again? Hypocrite will be praying in the street. One of the reasons why some people say speaking in tongues is not necessary, it's not good, is because of hypocrites. Hypocrites will be speaking in tongues. Even though he's not baptizing in the Holy Spirit, will just mimic it and be speaking in tongues. He will just be speaking in tongues anyhow. But yet his heart is not there. His heart is not saved. His heart is not born again. When thou prayest, thou shalt not do like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corner of the streets. If they're in the church, they will be free. They will be opening their eyes, be praying. Lord, people will say, "Hey, see, this man is a prayer warrior, but inside his house, he cannot pray." He's a hypocrite. These are the things we must avoid. This is why the power of God is leaking in the church. This is why the power of God is not effective in the life of many believers, because they are doing hypocrisy. Hey, man, Christianity is not hypocrisy. Let's be sincere today.
He said that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto them, they have already gotten their reward. Your reward is coming from men. It's not going to come from God. In verse 6, he now said, but when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and that Father which seeth in the secret shall reward thee openly. What is he saying? That you should, in other words, be more prayerful in the secret than in the open. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. He said, but when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for the thing that they shall be heard for their much speaking. That is what the heathens, the hypocrites, that's what they do. They think that by talking, by speaking, saying the same thing, God will hear them. No. Most of the time, that's a hypocritical prayers. You must make sure that the prayer is from your heart. It's not by vain repetition. It's not by just saying one thing. Oh, God, do it. Do what? Praise the Lord. So we must avoid hypocrisy as much as we can, because it is very dangerous. It has destroyed the lives of many people. It has made them to be irrelevant. What are the signs of hypocrisy? The signs of hypocrisy in the life of a man is wanting to show off. Number one, want to show off to men. That is hypocrisy. You know, that's why Christianity is not showing off. Hello? I want you to listen to me. In John chapter 1, Christianity is not showing off so that you will get the real thing and the original thing. That's why those who got it, it remains with them till Jesus comes. It's not showing off. It's not trying to make people to see. Christianity is real. In John chapter 1, the Bible says, I read from verse, let me read from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Take note of this. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, I was teaching on Wednesday about light. Walking as children of light. Light, the light we carry shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. That the world we live is in darkness. That's why Jesus came with light. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Now the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. This was the same that was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. The life you receive in Jesus is what makes you to become light in the world. If that life is not there, and you are pretending it, you must change. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. If you are a hypocrite, this light has not lightened your life. You need light to light your life. Praise the Lord. That the hypocrite is pretending to be light when he is not. Hello? Get it very right. Again, in verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But, verse 12, are you there? Read this verse with me. Verse 12, are you there? Want to go? But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is the mark of Christianity. As many that receive him, to them gave him power. So, in Christianity, power is, in fact, is what it is. Because from the beginning, God created the whole world with his power. He's going to harvest souls to himself with his power. His world is standing today with the power of God. But a hypocrite will not receive power. No. He will be a crafty man, a deceiver, pretender. As many, if you have received Jesus, he will give you power to become a son of God. If you have believed on his name, he will give you power to become a son of God. Very, very important. But you see, hypocrisy has made people to be in church for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and are not born again. They are pretending to be Christians, and they are not. And I'm telling you, that is the great disaster. That's the great disaster that anybody can do to himself. Pretending. A hypocrite is a pretender. And I want of God warn us from the beginning of this year, there shall be no pretense. That's why I'm telling you what I'm telling you. If you want to pretend, you won't see God's power. If you want to pretend, you won't see the glory of God. You want to pretend, you won't see the miracles of God. You will be wondering and say, wow, they are preaching, they are praying, and it's not working. Why is it not working? You are a hypocrite. You are pretending. You are not real. You are not doing what ought to be done. You are not. Your heart is not in our prayer. Your heart is not in what we are preaching. You are not following us. Don't be a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. What are the signs of hypocrisy? Holier than thou attitudes. When you feel holier than everybody, you accuse others without looking at your own sin, then you are a hypocrite. Matthew chapter 23. People that have holier than thou. In fact, I'm even more holier than God. You see, my holiness, I'm very holy, I'm very righteous, but you are not. Your actions are not. Why are you pretending? Matthew chapter 23, verse 13. The Bible says, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. You will not enter. You won't allow others to enter. Because you are holier than thou. You know you are not going. You believe that you know better than everybody. You cannot help anybody. You cannot even help yourself. Because anybody who is holier than thou cannot help himself. What message will touch you? No message. What preaching will change you? Nothing. What can anybody do to transform your life? No way. Because you are already holy. Before you go to church, before the pastor start preaching, I already know that thing. I have been in church for 10 years. I have been in church for 20 years. I have been in... You are holy already. Now you cannot enter. Neither can you allow others to enter. Praise the Lord. Everybody that has a encounter with you will be in trouble because you are going to deceive them. You are going to make them like you are. And that is going to be very, very terrible. That's why somebody should be humble when he comes to the house of God. Be quick to hear and be slow to speak. You want to hear because we come newly every day. We want to hear new things. We want God to change or to transform us. We have not done anything. There are a lot of things we have not known. Even the little we know, we are still trying to really sure whether we know it. But a holier than thou, he has known already. He's born again. He's holy. In fact, he's already in heaven. In fact, why he's here now, he's telling you he's already in heaven already. So there's no need to change. But things are rotting. Things are bad in the life of this individual. Why are you going to continue like that? May the Lord deliver us. What you want to force people to do, what you yourself cannot do, you want people to fast, pray very well, but you want people to be very honest. You want people not to do this. You want people not to do that. But you yourself cannot do it. You are a hypocrite. You know that you cannot do it. That's why, let's go back to that Matthew 23. It says, from verse 14. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer, therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. You are praying, pretending to be praying. For a pretense, you are making long prayer, not because you are praying really. You just want, maybe you want somebody to see you. I have been standing there praying. Don't you see me? I've been praying here since. That's why you are praying. That's why you are there for 1 hour, 2 hours. But really, you are not praying. That's the hypocrite. Verse 15 says, woe unto you, scribe and Pharisee, hypocrite, for ye compass sea, land, and to make one proselyte. And when he is, may ye make it twofold more the child of hair than yourself. Oh, you cause people to be humble, to prostrate, to bow. But when he follows what you have seen, you make him a twofold child of hell. You lead him into error. You lead people into, and that's what the Pharisees were doing, leading people into error. And the people are made twofold a child of hell. And the people, they believe, they thought they are doing the right thing, but they are doing the wrong thing. Verse 16 say, woe unto you, ye blind guys, we say, whatsoever shall swear to the temple, it is nothing. But whatsoever shall swear by the ghost of the temple, he is debtor, ye fools and blind. For whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Can you see the message of the hypocrites? This is what they were preaching. If you swear by the gift at the altar, you are in trouble. You are guilty. But if you swear by the altar, that one doesn't mean anything. So which one is better? Is it the gift or the altar itself? Why are you being hypocritical? Verse 19, ye fools and blind, for whither is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. By everything that lives at the altar. So you cannot respect the things that is placed at the altar and you despise the altar. Amen. You know, that's why when I see people today who say they respect God, but they despise servants of God, I wonder what type of Christian is that? Is it to say you respect God and the man that God has sent, you despise him, you accuse them, you gossip them, and you say you love Jesus? You are a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. Then, in verse 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. This ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Now you say there is no need to have love for one another, there's no faith, there's no mercy for people, but yet you are keeping the law of tithing. I pay tithe every cobble, I pay tithe. Every little thing I receive, I pay tithe. But you are wicked. You are devil. You are devilish. And it's not your tithe that God is looking for. It is your heart he needs. Praise the Lord. He wants your heart to be like his own. Not your tithe. There are many churches, many Christians like that today. All they do, they feel that Christianity is about tithe payment, about observing laws and rules. This is our rule in this church. This is what the church has placed on God. I observe them, but I'm a wicked man. It's just to observe it. That was what the Pharisees were doing. Observing the laws of Moses, but they are not genuine people. They are wicked. They can kill somebody, and that one doesn't mean anything. But observing the rule or the altar, the rule at the temple, they do that. Praise the Lord. Very, very terrible. That's why we must be very careful. When you are very conscious of the law, without looking at the weightier matters, it's dangerous. That makes you a hypocrite. You look clean outward, while inward you are dirty. Remove a ring, painting, palming, but with unforgiveness in the heart, with hatred, with anger, with malice, with gossip. Hypocrites. That is hypocrisy. Let's avoid them. Hello? May the Lord help us. You see, I want to be as simple as I could be, but sometimes it may be hard. Verse 27. Matthew 23, verse 27. It says, "Woe unto you, scribe and Pharisee, hypocrite, for ye are like unto white sepulchre, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." Amen. You know what a white sepulchre is? When you get to the graveyard, you see how they painted the outward of the grave, make it white. But the underneath, what is there? Dead man's bone. But outside, beautiful. And peradventure, even the man who was buried there is languishing in hell. Verse 28, "Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Hallelujah. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. We must be careful not to become sinners inside and righteous outside. People see you as righteous man. Righteous woman. They say, "This sister, this brother, but very wicked. If you live with him or her for one day, 1 week, you will run." You say, "Eh? This will not be our woman leader. This will not be the one when they teach us in the church, but inside is a different person." It's a hypocrite. We must avoid it. Praise the Lord. How can we avoid hypocrisy? Or rather, why must we avoid hypocrisy? One, because it is evil to be a hypocrite. It makes you to think you are right when you are actually wrong. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 17. It is evil. Hypocrisy is evil. That's why it must be avoided. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 17. It says, "Therefore, the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows, for everyone is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly, for all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." God will destroy hypocrites. See, because you see, they are evildoers. They are not good people. Hypocrisy is evil. You know, don't think that, let no man see me. Let no man see me. Thank God, say nobody saw me. Somebody have seen you already. Praise the Lord. While you were telling that lie, you know, I just believe that many of us who goes to work, you are not hypocrites. Since I started employing people, you see my staffs, they will come by 7:30, they will arrive 7:15. They'll come by 7:40, they will rise 7:10. And sometimes I confronted them. Why can you be lying? Because you're a hypocrite. How can you say you went to work, maybe because you are supposed to resume by 7:30, and you went there 7:50, and you rise 7:14? What kind of life is that? Why are human? I discovered that almost everybody is doing it like that. It's a normality. That's stupidity. If you go to work by 7:50, rise 7:50. If it's 8:10, rise 8:10. Don't be a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. Who are you trying to impress? You want to impress man? So that man will say you are right. You want to avoid the wrath of man. What about the wrath of God? Don't you know that God saw the time you came? You didn't know? He knew the time you were there. So, put it there. If they want to sack you because of that, let them sack you. If they want to remove your money, let them remove your money. But you see, people, you just think that it is normal to just behave like that. It's not normal. It is evil. Praise the Lord. It is deceptive. Why must you avoid it? It's deceptive. A hypocrite deceives himself and deceive other people. Your heart have deceived you to think that you are a child of God when actually you are not. Praise the Lord. Somebody will be in church for 20 years and still telling lies. And he say, oh God, what, which type of God is that? Who taught you? Who taught you to be telling lies? That's hypocrisy. So you avoid those things because it's bad. It is deceptive. Because what makes you now to think that you are still okay because your heart has deceived you? Oh, I used to tell you that. One major prayer you will pray in your life is that, oh Lord, let not my heart deceive me. The heart of a man is deceptive above all things, desperately wicked. Your heart can deceive you to tell you that you are right when you are wrong. And you say, well, my heart has not condemned me now. The Bible says, if your heart condemn you. You don't know that your heart has deceived you already? You need to read the Bible very well. Your heart may not condemn you, but it can deceive you. Praise the Lord. Can tell you are holy when you are not. Then, why must you avoid hypocrisy? Hypocrisy. It is, or rather, an hypocrite. You make others to hate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who deals with you? The people that deal with you, you make them to hate the gospel of Jesus Christ. You make them to think that this is how Christians are. You are a double-faced man. A double-faced person. When people encounter you and find out later who you are, they may never want to be a Christian again. Praise the Lord. They say, wow, I will not, if this is how Christians are, I will never be a Christian. And that's why so many people run away from the gospel. Luke 13, verse 11. Because they have encountered hypocrites. And they say, this is how all Christians are. No, that's not it. Luke 13, verse 11. It says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. Come and see hypocrisy. He answered with indignation. Because that Jesus has healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to walk in them. Therefore, come and be healed and not on the Sabbath day. Can you imagine that statement? The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watery? And ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, this 18 years, be loosed from this born on the Sabbath day? Answer the question. Should this woman be loosed when you can even lose an animal? On the Sabbath day, you are a hypocrite. You see, when you people try to keep rules, it's just like hypocrisy says, on Sunday, don't go and buy. Don't go to market. Amen. Or I don't buy. That's hypocrisy. Don't buy anything because it is on Sunday, day of worship. Leave all these things alone. That's hypocrisy. Can you not eat on Sunday? Why do you eat? You should have said no food on Sunday. Praise the Lord. People don't know how to balance scriptures. If sinners go and sell things on Sunday and you buy, nothing's wrong. Praise the Lord. If people decide to be going to market on Sunday, nothing's wrong. It is when you are a believer, you forsake the house of God because of your market, that is when you sin. Praise God. Not to say, don't buy food on Sunday. Today is Sunday, we know they go market too. What are you saying? You're a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. These are the things, some of the laws that people are keeping that make them to be hypocrites. That's what these Pharisees were doing. Today, we have 6 days to work. Why should you come and heal somebody on Sabbath day? So they should not pray for somebody on Sabbath day? You don't understand your Bible. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So, hypocrisy make people wicked. Make them bad. Make them evil. Hypocrisy makes you naturally wicked. You will be supporting Satan to foster his plan while you think you are helping God. That is the issue. You think you are helping God, but you are helping the devil. Job 36, verse 13. Job 36, verse 13. It says, but the hypocrite in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he blinded them. Now, the hypocrite will heap up wrath in his heart. That's a wicked man. He has evil, terrible, bad thing that he wants to carry out. That's a hypocrite. 34, Job 34, verse 30. Job 34, verse 30. He says that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. May the hypocrite not rule over your life. If the hypocrite reign, the people will be in bondage. The Nigerian government is a hypocritical government. Hypocrisy. That's why you see people in captivity. They will come and tell you, this who we are, and is that what they are? No. The so-called minister of information came say, he said Nigeria is better now than what it was in 2015. Hypocrites. And Wike was answering the answer. Can he genuinely tell his family that kind of statement? That Nigeria is better now than where it was in 2015? No, he's a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. That's the life of hypocrites. They lie. They don't say the truth about the matter. They want to deceive people. They want people to believe that what they are saying is the truth. That's why as a believer, for somebody to be doing hypocrisy is dangerous. You cannot be practicing hypocrisy. Be a genuine person. Praise the Lord. Very, very important. Don't think I have time to read all the scripture, but let me just tell you. How do you avoid hypocrisy? Number one, be real. Praise the Lord. To avoid hypocrisy, be a real person. Please, be who you are. Let everyone know who you are, and especially God and the man of God. Tell me who you are. It is in the church I come to see that people will never tell you truth. They will be telling you this, and while you are praying, why? What is actually the source of their problem is not that matter at all. Maybe after years you come and discover that there was something that happened somewhere. Why didn't you say the truth from the beginning? Just want to deceive. That's very bad. Praise the Lord. Let's be real. It's very, very, very important. Let's be real. Let's be real. Tell God that you are not yet born again, or you do not know how to be born again like Nicodemus. John chapter 3. You see, one good thing about Nicodemus is because Nicodemus was a real person. How many Pharisees behave like Nicodemus? No, they remain in their hypocrisy, thinking that will help them. In John chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? It may look as a foolish question, but it's a good question. He didn't understand. Look at what Jesus said to him. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Remember that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind blow where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? That's, you don't want to be a hypocrite, behave like Nicodemus. Hello? He still asked another question. How can these things be? I did not understand. Do you know what many of us are doing? You don't understand any message, you just go home like that. 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, you didn't even know what pastor is preaching. You come, keep coming to church. What kind of hypocrisy are you doing? Come and ask me, what do you mean? Nicodemus met Jesus. He was a religious ruler. He came by night so that people may not even, if you don't want people to see you, come separately. You don't want to ask questions in the church, come where only you. What do you mean by being born again? He explained. Nicodemus still didn't understand. How can these things be? Tell us. Tell me. I want to know. How can these things happen? Somebody do not know. You don't know how to born again. You are deceiving yourself. You are going to church. What are you doing? Sometimes I wonder, when I see people out, I say, were they really born again? The reason why that question is because, how could somebody be praying, serving God, and he don't understand to be born again? And he come to church, carry Bible, go home. Come to church, carry Bible, go home. Come to church, carry Bible, go home. 1 year apart. To hear the trumpet sound, you will push yourself to be ashamed that you were just deceiving yourself all this while. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus said to him, verse 10, say, Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Yes, I didn't know. Praise the Lord. I didn't know. That is it. If you don't understand, say. Not to say, hey, leave me alone. I'll be in church. Do you know, if they come to say, I'm not born again now, hey, people will laugh me. I beg, leave me as an elder. I will rebel and say that like that. I'll continue. I don't want anybody to know. Leave that in alone. Praise the Lord. Because one day, people will know who you are. Praise the Lord. Do not act film with your life. You know film? In acting, when you are watching film, you will think it's real. Is that not so? It's acting. They acted you. Do you know some film will be so real that you will not believe they acted it. Don't be acting film with your life. Be real. Be real. Don't act film with your life. In church, we are not playing the role of someone else. Rather, we show who we are. Don't be playing the role of a character. You want to play a role? Some people are acting in the church before God, before pastor, and other believers. When they get to the house, they now show their real color. What do you mean? You are acting. You think we did film for church? We are not acting here. Praise God. We are talking real life. Real life. So tell us who you are, so that you can help yourself. You can deliver yourself. You will not be ashamed when the master will come. Don't be a chameleon who changes color. The Lord will help us. James chapter 4. Before we pray, you know, don't let people know you as a hypocrite. There are some people, I saw some people during the week. When I saw them, and they told me where they are going and all those stuff, when I left, my heart said, hypocrite. You know, there is a way people have known you, and they know you are a hypocrite. Because you have listened to message, you do not change. You still remain who you are. And there's nothing, some people know you like that, there's nothing they can do about your life. Except to pray that you change one day. And the people will continue with that kind of life, thinking that they are Christians, they are holy, they are righteous, but their actions, their character is evil. They are hypocrites in what they are doing. How about? It's not about the outward appearance. It's about your inward life. Let me read this James chapter 4. The Bible says, from verse 1, it says, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your laws that war in your members? Yea, lust and have none. Yea, kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Yea, fight and war. Yea, ye have not because ye ask not. Yea, ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume meat upon your lust. What you are asking, your prayer, you are praying a hypocritical prayer. You want to pray so that you want to collect something from God so that you consume it to your law. You deceive God, you deceive yourself. He said, ye adulterer and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enemy with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture say in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. A proud man is a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. Somebody to be in church and is proud, instead of him to humble himself to receive grace, because God won't give you grace in your pride. Why are you praying hypocrisy? He said in verse 7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Praise God. Do you see it? You want to resist Satan. You want to frustrate Satan. Submit to God. A hypocrite will never do that. He will never submit to God. He wants to resist Satan. He will be fighting. You know, when I see people going to some churches just where they are praying, and they never tell them that they are even their own problem. How long will you be praying, when you cannot even confess your sin? You go and do armed robbery, you come and meet pastor to pray. You go and cheat people and deceive people, you come and meet pastor. Say, pray. You come and even be doing VG. Do you know that I discovered some of these places where they are hypocrites, they will do plenty VG. You'll be doing VG every night like that. I said to myself, I wish the true believers can, if we call VG, even one VG in a month, some of us, we don't attend. One. I say Friday's VG now, some people will never go. 1 month, they won't go one VG. Go to those churches. You never see them. One way near me, every time VG. Every time. They are doing their VG every time. Why do people like hypocrisy? Why they don't can they like truth? This is something we must be very careful with. He said, draw near to God. Verse 8 now says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your heart, ye sinner. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. Praise the Lord. Cleanse your hands. Be real. That's the meaning. Want to avoid hypocrisy? Be real. Come out open. It will not take anything from you, brethren. Don't do anything to impress people. Be who you are at all times. Ask God for grace to improve. Everybody can improve. Hello? Don't fake spirituality in the church and be carnal in the house. You fake it. You fake speaking in tongues. You fake everything. But right there is the house, you know you don't have anything. You know there's nothing. Say, if I not do like this, you know they will not say, I be a ogao. I can't, maybe you don't even, you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost. You say, krukutu. If I not speak like that, they will say, our pastor don't get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Third day, you don't have baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hello? It's better. Praise the Lord. Don't fake anything. All this faking life is what has made Christians to look water. That's why people don't have power. That's why Satan is dealing with them, punishing them, because you are fake. He knows that Jesus is not fake. Do you know that? Satan knows that Jesus is not fake. Oh. It's you that is fake. So, if you want to be a real Christian, be real to yourself. Whatsoever you want, tell God. Don't do cover up. Don't cover up something. Ask questions wherever you want to get answer. Get clarification. Don't assume you know a thing when actually you don't know it. Don't assume. This will go a long way to help your Christian life and give you more blessings from God. In God, there is growth. If you are real, you will grow up and you will be what you want to be. Hello? If there is growth in God, you can grow up. You can be whosoever you want to be in Christ. All that is required is being sincere. Praise the Lord. Be sincere. You can be whatsoever you want to be. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't say they will laugh at you. If they laugh at you now, no problem. Tomorrow they will know that you know what you are doing. Amen? Praise the Lord. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Do you understand what I'm saying? Go home and be a real Christian. Tell God, I want to be genuine. I don't want to fake anything. I don't want to be faking. I don't want to be deceiving people. If you still have hatred, you have prayed on your own, you don't know, meet me. If you still have anger, terrible anger, meet me. Don't say, if pastor knows, say, those who know me know, I will kill you. Praise the Lord. I will only show you the way out. I'm not going to converse you to people. I will only tell you this, do like this. Because all of us, you have heard me say time without number, how I was a sinner. Nobody was born a Christian. Praise the Lord. It will grow up from the ladder and begin to know. So why faking anything? Why trying to be a hypocrite? Why deceiving yourself? Why trying to deceive people? Why trying to pretend before anybody? They won't do anything for you. God knows who you are. He know you real. He know you real. He know say you know they pray. God not say you don't pray. Even if you go to church, you are just doing baka 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 baka. You know say you, when you just reach us, you sleep. 1 week, no prayer. Be real. From today, God will deliver you. Your prayers will be answered. He will set you free from the hands of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet and look up to heaven. I say, God, deliver me from every act of hypocrisy. Help me, O Lord, not to be an evil person, not to be a dangerous person, not to be a hypocrite. Give me grace. I want to be a real man, a real woman. If I'm not yet saved, let me present myself. Let me come out. Oh Lord, give me grace. I don't want to be telling lies. If you marry a hypocrite as a man, hey, you are in trouble. You marry a hypocrite as a woman, you are in trouble. You know there are so many hypocrites in church now. They are not born again. They will be showing you, say they love God. They will be doing guru, 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 guru. It is when you enter, you will know that this person was a liar. He was not really born again. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. I don't want to be a hypocrite. 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 Help me, oh Lord. I want to deliver myself from this hypocrisy that is ravaging believers, making people to be pretending, making them to be crafty, making them to become chameleon, making them to be who they are not. Help me, Lord. I need your deliverance. God is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Angels of God, they are real. Oh God, help me. I don't want to be a deceiver. I don't want to be a deceiver. I don't want to be a deceiver. The joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. They only enjoy it a while. But later on, they will discover that they have done themselves evil. The joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. Oh Lord, help me. I don't just want to enjoy the joy for a moment. I want to be a genuine Christian. I want to be a real believer. I want to be born again. I want to know. Nicodemus eventually got born again. He was a disciple of Jesus Christ. If he had remained as a religious ruler, he would have been like those other Pharisees. He would have been like those of our Pharisees. Because he went further. He asked questions. He pressed on. That's why he got the truth. That's why he got the truth. You too, press further. Don't be deceiving yourself. Press further. Go harder. You must know the things you don't know. Oh Lord, help me. In Jesus' name, we pray. You know, I was discussing with somebody yesterday. He said, he was telling me this situation, things that goes on in his house. He said, but my wife said he was a believer. He was born again. My wife said she was born again. My wife said she was born again. But look at the situation now. He said, I should do something. If not, something will happen. Now, I said, but this is the problem we have today. You have people in church who say they are born again, who are not. Because this man knows this man. And I actually led him to Christ. But I said, well, thank God you are doing better. And he said, my wife now has turned my children against me. You want to fight me. They even say I should park away from the house. He said, but my wife said you was born again. Don't be a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. Don't be in church. You are not born again. You are deceiving people. Somebody want to marry you. He will see sister. He will see his brother. He will see this. And they say, he don't know you are a hypocrite. There are certain things, no matter the temptation that come to you, there are certain things a believer can never do. Do you know it? Yeah. Hi. There is no temptation that will make a believer to do. No way. I said, but that is too, that has gone too far. Praise the Lord. That's what hypocrisy is doing. Lift up your hand and ask for grace. For reality, for sincerity, for genuineness. Oh Lord, I ask for grace to be genuine, to be real. Give me grace to be a genuine believer, to be a genuine Christian. I receive grace today to be sincere. All Jesus is asking for is sincerity. Not just cover up. Not just cover up. Sincerity. 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 That's where power is. That's where you enjoy power. That's where your prayer can be answered. That's where the power of God moves in your life. That's where the glory of God shines around you. Oh Lord, give grace to your people to be real. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lift up your hand. Father, I pray for them that this message will not die in their heart. In the name of Jesus. That as they go, they will watch over their life day after day, night after night, to be real before you in Jesus' name. Whatsoever question is their heart, oh God, Father, help them to bring out the question. Help them to receive the answer. Help them to receive clarification. In the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that your strength will go with them. Your grace will go with them. Your power will go with them. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, the plans of the wicked will fail in their life. Every plan of Satan to land you in hell, it shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the devil to steal from you, I command, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy is planning to corner you into somewhere to be able to get you, I pray, let it be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you are going through now because of hypocrisy, I command deliverance in your life. I command deliverance in your life. I command deliverance in your life. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, go with them. Let your grace follow them. Wherever they go, they will return safely. Your protection will be upon their head. No evil shall befall you. No evil shall come near your dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.